We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are up to Simen Reish Samaches Sebeis. It says, Im Ta, regarding a person who makes a mistake on Friday night, it comes to the Shmon Esrei, which is a special Shmon Esrei, not the weekday Shmon Esrei, the Hiskil Tfilas Achol. And as we're so used to saying the weekday Shmon Esrei, we say it for 6 days straight, so Friday night, instead of saying the proper Shemona Esrei after the first three brachos, which we always say, person instead begins the one of the week that. So he says Goymer Oisa Bracha. If you begin Atachonin Ladam Das, etc., you caught yourself in the middle, then you should complete the entire paragraph. You don't stop in the middle and then go back to where what you should be saying, namely the proper Shabbos Shemona Esrei. But rather, just complete that bracha v'tachonin l'adam das. After you finish the bracha, bracha t'Hashem v'tachonin das, then you go back to the proper words, atah kidashtes yom hashvi, etc. Which, of course, is hard to understand why. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain the reason why, if you made such a huge mistake, why a person should not just stop in the middle. Why should you finish the entire paragraph? And, of course, it's a terrible thing to make such a mistake. I remember my Rebbe when I was in Baltimore in Eretz Yisrael was telling me that one time on Friday night he was in the middle walking down the street and all of a sudden he got mugged. He was getting hit in the chest and he realized that he was saying Slach Lanu in the middle of the Friday night davening. He was already up to that paragraph. So a person obviously cannot allow their mind to wander so far as to make such a mistake. But nonetheless, it does happen. So a person should complete the entire paragraph. You complete the bracha, shenizkerba, the bracha which you remembered in, shetav v'hiskel shel Shabbos. After you finish that paragraph, then you go back to the proper Shemona Esrei of Atah Kedashta, etc. Lo shana, doesn't make a difference. Nizker bebirchas atachonein, lo shana nizker bebracha achas mishar bracha. So it doesn't matter which bracha it is. Even if it's said you're in the middle of Slach Lanu, or whatever it may be, or very deep in the Shemona Esrei, you finish that paragraph. Bein b'shachris, this is what the Mechaber says, musaf u'mincha. It doesn't matter. Not only when it comes to Marav, but also when it comes to shachris, mincha, and musaf, if you're in the middle of the weekday Shemona Esrei, you finish that paragraph and move on. V'yesh omrim, this is what we pasken like, as we'll see in a second, d'ma musaf posek afil b'emsa bracha. That if you're in the middle of the musaf Shemona Esrei, and you're saying the regular weekday Shemona Esrei, you stop even in the middle of the paragraph, and then you say the proper one for Musa. Why do we make such a distinction? We'll see that also in the Mishnah Berurah in a second. But first, the Mishnah Berurah addresses the question, if a person is saying the weekday Shemona Esrei, why do we say you finish that paragraph if it's Friday night? Hatamhu says the reason the Mishnah Berurah is the Bedinhu, technically speaking, the boy letzli yudches brachos b'shabbos kama b'chol. The Shemona Esrei means 18. And Shemona Esrei could be said, technically, not only on a weekday, but also on Shabbos. L'haskir kedusha sayom b'avoda. Kamo b'rosh chodesh v'chol shemoed. When it comes to chol moed, when it comes to rosh chodesh, we also just say the regular weekday Shemona Esrei. We just add a paragraph. We say yal v'yavo, and that suffice. So technically, you could really say the weekday Shemona Esrei on Shabbos, technically speaking, and have an extra paragraph which talks and acknowledges that it's Shabbos. For Rach Mishum covered Shabbos, because of the honor due to Shabbos, lo atruchuhu rabbanim. The rabbanim did not want, after all, Shemona Esrei is also called avoda. It's something which is supposed to be an effort. It's something which a person is supposed to put a lot of energy to make sure that they're davening properly. And therefore, so many brachos on Shabbos, covered Shabbos, the rabbanim didn't want us to be troubled. The tiknu bracha achas emsa'es l'Shabbos. Instead of the 13 brachos in between, they instituted just one. V'lchein b'di'evin shehiskel bracha. Therefore, if you, of course, it's not l'chadchila, but if you did start a weekday bracha, gomra, then you should complete it. Shehiruya lo min hadin, because technically, you could say it and fulfill your obligation. Yachachach maskel habracha hamyuchenes l'shabbos, and then you should say the proper Shemona Esrei of Shabbos. Now, as the Mechaber said, everyone agrees to this when it comes to Marav, Shachris, and Mincha. When it comes to Musa, there's a dispute. And we paskin like the Yesh Omrim, like this second opinion, which is the Bach and the Le Rabba, as well as others, that when it comes to Musaf, if you're saying the weekday Shemona Esrei in the middle, and it's supposed to be Musaf, and you start saying Atah Chanan L'Adam Das, etc., you stop right there, and you begin saying the proper Musaf Tefillah. Why? So he says, based on logic, as we just established, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Sfirulhu, because we hold, the Musaf will Shach Klal Tefillah Yud Ches Brachos. We don't apply this concept of 18 brachos when it comes to Musaf, because all the time, Diach Bechol in Omer Brach Sheva Brachos is Rosh Chodesh. So we say Musaf. We don't have 18 brachos in that Musaf, it's only 7. We only have that one bracha in the middle. And therefore, this whole concept of you could technically say the 18 brachos anyway doesn't apply ever, because Musaf always only has 7 brachos. So Kach Posek Afil Be'em Sabracha. And that's the reason why one should stop in the middle. And the Mishnah Berurah further says, "V'chein pasku hachronim mishum safek bracha l'batala." And part of this reason, because should we or shouldn't we, because of bracha l'batala, we should hold like this Yesh Omrim, the second opinion, that you stop. Because if in fact you're not supposed to say the whole paragraph, it potentially could be a bracha l'batala by Musaf, and therefore better you should just stop in the middle and then go back to the proper Shemona Esrei for Musaf. Now, this is if at least you caught yourself in the middle. The Mechaber says in Halacha Da and Sif Dalad, Mishim Hispalot Tefillah Shel Chol B'Shabbos Vo Hisker Shel Shabbos Lo Yatsa. That if, let's say, you said the entire weekday Shemona Esrei, you took your 3 steps back and you realize, you know what, it's Friday night, it's Shabbos. You have not fulfilled your obligation, and because you didn't mention anything about Shabbos at all. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not only if you know for sure you said the weekday, but v'im safek lo, even if you're not sure, did I say the Shabbos davening? Did I say the weekday one? I wasn't paying any attention. I had zero kavanah. I don't remember anything I said. If you're not sure, im ispal shel chol o shel Shabbos, gam kin sarach lachzor. You also have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Why? Maybe you said the Shabbos one. No. The mistama, probably, the mispalel, once you daven, you probably said the weekday one, kamoshehu rogil, as you normally say. Now, just one last important concept regarding this. It's brought down in the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, that sometimes, even if you are in the middle of atachonin, you still do not say the entire paragraph, but rather you can just continue with the Shabbos daven. When is that? So he says, if you look at the very first word of Mariv and the first word, the Shemona Esrei of Mincha, they both begin, after, of course, the first 3 brachos, they begin with the word Atah. By Mariv, it begins Atah Kidashta. When it comes to Mincha, we say Atah Echad. And so it's the same first word as on a weekday of Atah Chonin L'Adam Das. And therefore he says, Im Omer Rak Tevas Atah. If you only said the word Atah, Gomer, if you said Atah and Chonin, that's clear that you've already started a weekday bracha on Shabbos. Therefore, Gomer, Mikodem Osa Bracha, Bechozo Tfilos Shabbos. As we said, you have to say that entire paragraph. However, V'im Omer Rak Tevas Atah. If, let's say, you only said the word Atah and it's Mariv or it's Mincha, then you can just jump right into Tefillah Shabbos. Even though in your head, when you said the word Atah, you were thinking about the weekday Shemona Esrei. But since you caught yourself only after saying the word Atah, which technically is the same word as the Shabbos davening, Atah Kedashta, then you can just jump right into Atah Kedashta. You do not finish that paragraph of Atah Chonin. However, when it comes to Tefillah Shachris, which we begin with the words Yismach Moshe, which is not the word Atah. So even if you only said the word Atah, in that situation, it would be necessary for you to immediately say the entire paragraph of Atah Chonin, even if you only said that one word Atah. So the exception, again, is in the event that a person only says Atah, and only Atah, then when it comes to the tefillah of Mariv and Shachris, Marv and Mincha, then you would just go right into the rest of the Shemona Esrei, so you wouldn't have to finish that paragraph.